It's just...
We'll call the Gates County Board of Supervisors meeting to order for Wednesday, October 2nd, 2024, 8:45 on the clock. We'll begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
Has to do with curvature of yours.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The open meetings act is on the wall to my left, and attendance by observation, Jergens, Haxby, Schuler, Teeman, Dorn, and Swavely. Up first, consent agenda, approve the general agenda, approve minutes of the meeting held September 18th, 2024, approve all claims through October 2nd, 2024, in the amount of $1,518,689.02. Accept claim number 2410-0057 to R.L. Teeman Construction, Inc. in the amount of $26,051.05 to be voted on separately below. Approve and place on file correspondence received. $400,000 of that claims list is also just a transfer to Rhodes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn. Any discussion? Please vote. 6 in favor. Motion carries. Up next, regular agenda. Approve claim number 2410-0057 to R.L. Teeman Construction, Inc. in the amount of $26,051.05. This would bring the total amount of claims paid through October 2nd, 2024 to $1,544,740.07. And this is a company I'm involved with.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Yeah, you got my button here.
Are we getting close to caught up on gravel?
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely. No. We're in spring of 24, though. So we're better off than we were...
A year ago.
Oh, yeah.
But we're on spring of 24.
Boyden pit is open.
And they're supposed to be dialing Boyden in and getting closer. Unfortunately... Or fortunately, there are enough projects that all that material is still going out. Any additional discussion? Please vote. 5 in favor of Teeman abstaining. Motion carries. Comments from the public or requests for future agenda items? Seeing only media and staff, we will move on to committee reports. Building and Grounds, Winter Lights, Mr. Swavely.
Hey. Sheriff Sally Ports, we're getting ready to replace the old fluorescent lights, tongue-tied, fluorescent lights with LED circle lights, 3 in each area, okay? And a bid for running power to a new scanner to the Sally Port. 2 new security controllers will need to be installed in the garage Sally Port area. LED floodlight, center south courthouse lawn needs replaced. We got bid from Noakes to replace a unit that is leaking. Here comes David. Come on up, okay?
Sorry.
I got down to the bid from Noakes. You can start from there.
Okay. Yeah. We did have a heat pump that went out, and so to replace the A coil in there would be half the price of a new one, so we did decide just to go with the new one on that
one. But the unit's, 14 years old?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Masonry Construction is wrapping things up today, so they'll be out of here. So we'll probably open up the stairs today, and then they will take the scaffolding down. They reported that they're done with it, so they'll just, as soon as they can get down to take it down, they'll get that scaffolding out of there. And Winter Lights, we did reserve a boom truck to start putting the light strands on, and that we reserved it for October 16th through the 18th. So 3 days with the boom truck to get the roof areas all done, and then Sean will use his own truck to get the rest of it. So I think that's about all we had.
Got the Applied Connective.
Oh, Applied Connective, yeah, they should be here. They said second week in October. They did have trouble with the controllers. They were colliding with the antivirus of Windows, so they stopped putting in any more controllers until they could figure out what was going on there. And they did get that figured out, but I know that they got pulled off and went somewhere else, so they are planning on coming second week in October.
Next week.
Yes. And I don't know what happened. We did lose power to the building, and our geothermal pump did not come up yet, so it might start getting a little warm in here, so we need to crack a window open. Help yourself, because I don't know what happened. I tried rebooting the controller, and it didn't come up yet.
Was it over to jail, too?
Yes.
Everywhere?
Yes. I think
it was
jail
a
veterans.
A pump from the city.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what's it take for our generator to start up?
I think it was just a blink, so it didn't even
okay, so
kick
it
on.
Enough.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a fairly long blink.
Was it?
Yeah, it was.
I was actually outside.
I bet it was down for at least 30 seconds or
was
more,
it?
I think.
Yeah.
No, then I don't
I
know.
I don't think 30 seconds.
You don't?
Ben, I was in the bathroom and it went out, and I
then
walked down
a couple
here
times.
Before it came on, so I'll bet it was.
And I know ours didn't. Our generator didn't kick on then, and neither did the sheriff's department. Theirs didn't.
Our USB things and our computers didn't hold them up either.
And we put one of those on our geothermal controller pump, and it didn't work on that either. So
I was wondering if he's going to answer that.
Well, not right now.
But we're back now, so that's all that's important.
Okay. Then you have the snow. I'll hang around for snow removal bids and
yep.
Go from there.
Hey, Dave, I got somebody calling to ask us. The lawn on the west side of the courthouse?
Yes.
I mean, what's...
We'll try and reseed. I haven't reseeded it yet. We've had so much traffic on the yard.
Okay, that's
and
fine.
We still have a...
I mean, it's nice they notice, you know.
Yes, so yes. That area would be untouched. I'm kind of running out of time, but we could possibly reseed that. The rest of them, we got so many bad... It's more indentations in the soil where we really need to just kind of address the whole yard after all of our big trucks are off of it. And this is, masonry construction has gone completely around the building now, so this should be the end of them needing access to it. So,
Dave, we were told Monday that you're planning on putting a wood parapet up here and then wood on top. Forget about the wood on top and go with stone on top.
Okay. That sounds
like
nice.
It'll look good.
That'd look very nice.
This is such a pretty top. I really hesitate to even put anything up in the front, but with our other junk that's going to be in front of there, maybe that's the right way.
Want to bring one of those out and stick it on here?
Yeah.
These are really, really nice looking tops, though, Dave. Good point. Have you read this report yet?
I've read through it, yeah.
Okay. I just saw it just now, but...
this is not how you heard the agreement.
Been coming in pretty good. Not too much, but I still taking a ball bearing rod or something. I got some high spots.
Okay.
The wonder might be ages.
You don't have to get any more, just...
Okay, I got just a top.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, this is a hard deal, so I'm like, okay. Yeah,
well, this one's more interesting.
I'll bet it is. Okay, all right. No, I haven't seen that one.
I just saw it just now, so okay. That's what I was reading through here quick. Just,
well, that's what
I mean, it shows what we want it to show, but, I mean, there could be corrections, but... That's the wrong color, Dave.
I do have tops that are just in lengths that I was going to cut. But I agree. I mean, if we could go with a stone on top.
I think that'd look a lot better. Probably something like 14 inches deep.
No. But you mean just like this, because that way they would know what this is like.
Right.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
I mean, they already have... They templated this out, but I know that they would probably come down again and just, we would put these on first and then let them come down and run their computer on there. Yeah, because I mean, if I would have done wood, it would have been nine different
That's how wide the top is planned?
That's what we had in mind.
Okay.
Was 6 inches.
Good.
And that high?
This high.
What do you think, like 6 or 8 inches deep?
This way? How much wider is this compared to the other, the old one?
I believe it's 6 inches.
6 inches wider than the old. Okay.
You're not going to be able to reach it anyhow if you're short arm like me.
I think still shooting for June of 25 to be done?
Especially if we're leaning back like this.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't want to have to lean forward.
I think that looks good. Yeah, that'd be a good idea.
I was mentioned to Matt.
You couldn't have a spring in your chair. It's going
to fire me up.
Yes. Push a button. Bam.
Yeah, that's what Dawn wants in our chairs.
Okay.
Launches over the counter.
Let's do that. Thank you, Dave.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Equalization, we really didn't have anything for equalization today. Finance and insurance is usually picked up by Mr. Jergens and Ms. Haxby.
He's got it highlighted.
My secretary over there got it highlighted for me, so I can read it for you. Gage County transfer from general to road, $400,000. James River Chrysler Dodge Jeep. Sheriff's 2024 Dodge Durango, $45,000. Woods and Aiken professional legal services, $10,604.88. Manelli Wagner engineering consulting, $55,373.10. Metal culverts for project pipe, $207,070.80. RL Team Construction, Township Hauling and Gravel, $26,051.05. Rock On Hauling Materials, $10,946.54. JJK Construction, Pickerel East Payment, number 2, $399,166.66. Beatrice Area Chamber of Commerce, Lodging Tax, $10,416.89.
Thank you. Trying to think if there's anything else for finance. Not that I can think of.
I think so.
Of course, the budget is approved, so everyone has their new working orders there and budgets to work within. Human resources, employee relations. We'll talk about both. Well, we'll talk about some contract negotiations and also employee relations and a little bit of HR in closed session today. Law enforcement, emergency management, Mr. Lytle.
Gus, you got anything you want to discuss?
Morning, everyone.
Morning, Sheriff.
A couple things here. October 16th. I'd like to make sure you can all be here if possible. I've got Denny Makomer coming down. He's the jail guru for the state of Nebraska. He's the chief jail inspector for jail standards. He'll come down, and you know, he had a lot of questions on the jail and the juvenile side of things. He had one of his inspectors leave unexpectedly, so I've been trying to get him down here, and that's the date I think we're working for. So he said he'll be down here and to address any questions you might have. And then later on this month, I've made arrangements to have some of the jail committee go with me to Seward so they can take a look at a newer style jail and see how they are set up for podular instead of linear style. I got about 8 signed up so far. I won't get them all, but at least we'll get some, so we'll have some idea. So,
who are you taking up there, Sheriff?
Jail committee people that signed up to go on the date.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so they at least have some understanding of what's going on. So,
what day are you doing that?
16th. Oh, no.
No.
He wasn't sure, right? He
20
said later.
Well, the only date you could do it.
22nd.
22nd, yeah, okay. So, that's it. You didn't sign up yet, did you?
I put it on my calendar.
Hurry up, Gus.
I got to know. I carry a gun and have bullets, all right?
Burn in daylight. Get out of here.
Thank you for coming, Sheriff. Anything else, Mr. Lytle?
Hey, so you got...
Good morning, everyone. everybody.
Good morning.
I just want to share again, just to confirm, we do have two public hearings scheduled with you guys, Board of Supervisors. We did discuss that at committee meeting. The first hearing will be October 30th, 9:15. We'll have the solar class 2 hearing. That was with today's power and Norris Public Power. Obviously, you have worked through that whole process with the MOU, put that in place with them, so it's not a lot of new information. It's in place. And then the second hearing that's coming up will be for the wellhead protection. That's
same
at
day.
Same day, 9:45. So 9:15 and 9:45, and the notifications did go out to the landowners and to the governmental agencies, so they should be getting them. So that's really all I have. So
thank you very
thank
much.
You.
I'm just reviewing the FOP's response back to the county's proposal.
Currently,
we just received that late last night, so someday we'll get that cleaned up.
And we'll talk about that in closed session later. Anything else?
Nope.
We'll move on to Road and Bridge. Mr. Juergens.
Secretary.
Dirt crew got the delivered culverts to E32 Sherman and moved some equipment, hauled away material. Asphalt crew milled and patched, cut trees, prep for asphalt project. They Purple Wave took pictures. The equipment's going to sell on October 22nd. Traffic counters have been going out. They're working their way around to get a bunch of counts done, and it will be to 162nd in 3 or 4 weeks as it moves its way around. I sent Roger, hopefully you got my emails, I sent you those two contracts. One is for SEND to do the administration of the CPF grant, and then the other one is FHU for the NEPA and kind of agreement part of that process. 94th Road was sent to Manelli for bidding to be constructed spring of 2025, and then working on the engineering to replace the culverts and prep for that mill and overlay project. And then, Mark, do you just want to give the most recent update we've got for the Pickerel East Bridge?
Went out there for a quick visit yesterday morning. They had concrete breaks late Friday, so Manelli Wagner gave them the approval to start stripping forms from the inside of the box. So they were moving forms and taking all the bracing out. Gina was on site, the subcontractor. It looked like they were going to start backfilling the diversion channel and along the edge of the box. So all the roadway or existing pavement has been removed and rough prepped. They will still need to fine prep it, grade it, and get it ready for pavement. That is the goal for this week. DeWitt-Claytonia project started this week. We do have a mile section closed. There is a detour route on that section on Cherry Road going west 1 mile to southwest 114th, and then south back to Chestnut, which would be the DeWitt blacktop. There has been a couple phone calls to our office about concerns at that intersection of southwest 114th and Cherry. We will be adding temporary stop signs at that intersection for public safety during this detour route and construction. Once construction is complete, those signs will be removed and put back into original, the intersection will be put back into original status. So,
I also, I gave you guys an update that I got the debrief also for that RAISE grant we had. Out of those 8 merit criteria, last year we had 1 high and 7 mediums. With this year we had 5 high and 3 mediums, and one of the mediums was a high in the previous year. So we always get new people that read our applications. But this year NDOT does have their own program now for review of those, and they said once I sent the application and the recommended changes that they would go through and help me get it ready for next year for reapplying for the same thing.
We're done.
Thank you, Emily. Thanks, Terry. We have a timed event at 9:15. We'll skip over that for now. Approve or disapprove lease agreement with City of Beatrice and Gage County for the lease of the lot located next to the County Highway Department, which is parcel number 013-428200. This is an open lot to the east of the Highway Department between our parking area and the former recycling center. I don't know if that's being used as a recycling center anymore. Storage area, Mars building. But it's an open area down there. The city, we talked to them last year about that. They planted some trees for us, dressed it up a little bit along the bike trail just so that it would look nicer. Mark asked about stockpiling rock, gravel, material, maybe a little additional parking, things like that in that area. So we discussed that with the city. Roger reviewed this. Is that a dollar lease?
Yep.
Nothing out of the ordinary on there?
The trees that they planted, they take care of those. Don't cut them down. Don't send a letter out. Don't cut them down. Just the other thing, we need to notify NRMA that that's some additional liability that we could have, particularly we're so close to the trail type deal. So I think that's just a letter of notification.
Anything you want to add on that, Mark?
No, I think we're excited to get it just for some extra storage, be able to keep material.
Don, will you make a note just to make sure we do send NRMA a letter?
To be able to keep material closer to the shop.
Yeah, I'll just scan that.
And to have, you know, start stockpiling rock, I think, is going to be beneficial for all of us with rock prices keep jumping.
Especially gravel.
It's almost like a waterway down through there, isn't it?
There is a waterway to the east between Mars and this property that goes down towards the river. This is just a low-lying, flat piece of ground.
Okay.
Thank you.
Some of the rules are there you can't permanently stockpile materials, so we have to cycle that material out every six months to a year.
Okay.
But this isn't somewhere we're just storing stuff. We're storing it, using it, bringing in more. Any questions from the board? Comments?
Motion to approve.
Second.
Moved by Dorn, second by Swavely to approve this agreement. Last chance for comment. If not, please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. Approve or disapprove the agreement between the University of Nebraska Medical Center and Gage County for certain forensic and crime lab testing. The agreement will be in effect for 3 years. Terry, is this yours? Forensic testing? Roger, do you want to touch on this one at all?
So many things they say on that one. He likes his subjects alive. No, this is basically a similar agreement we've had in the past with the sheriff's office as far as setting up items that need to be tested, evidence, basically, drugs. And I assign it as a probative form. It's the same, basically the same agreement we've had in the past with UNMC. So I'd recommend approval.
Any questions from the board? If not, I'd ask for a motion to approve this agreement.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Schuler, second by Swavely, to approve the agreement with the University of Nebraska Medical Center. This is a cost savings item for the county, too, in the big scheme of things, I assume.
Basically, the one thing about Nebraska is we don't have a lot of these places out there that are competing against each other. This is a good place from the standpoint of reputation, cost, and getting the stuff done. So we appreciate it.
It's a good option. We have a motion by Schuler, second by Swavely. Any comment, discussion, question? Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries. The next item on the agenda is approve or disapprove the interlocal with between the Gage County Board and the Board of Regents of the University of Nebraska for provisions in the co-op extension services. I was talking to Roger this morning. The attorneys at hand are working through some details on this yet, so we're not ready to vote on this item. We do have representatives from the Extension office here today. I don't know if you guys were aware of that or not. Or if you want to come up and give any comment, Extension has been a great tool for the county, a great asset for us, and as we've been working through this, we really thought we were right at the point of a contract last time, and we're so close, and we're still very close.
Yes. So Carly Black, Nebraska Extension. Just so you know, I think Dave Varner was on his way down. We were aware that we were unsure if you were going to make any movement this morning, but we wanted to be here for any questions. I had also talked to Don, because last time we were here, you had talked about, well, we hadn't seen the list for the Extension Board members for appointment. So I did share that with her, but I do have those here. We just wanted to make sure that you can review them.
We've got a copy of those, and I just saw those this morning and leaned over and told Don we probably, just by the rules of our agreement, we just... Oh, I'm the only one. It's top secret. Well, no. If you guys want to see it, we'll have to just get that on the agenda.
Copies, so
just because I think we're supposed to, even though we may not necessarily make the actual selections, I think we just, for process, we go through and make an appointment.
That is fine. I talked to Don earlier this week and asked if I needed it on the agenda. So if we could have that on for next week, and I will pass out the...
You're welcome. But we do have an active Extension Board now that is meeting, which was not going on for a long time before. Nicole has worked on that to get the Extension Board back together.
Yes. So I do have the meeting dates for the 2024 that have been listed on here so far. I didn't go back for 2023 or 2022, but just so you know, they have been active. They have been meeting. Like I said 2 weeks ago, it was... not active with the previous educators that were there, but since we
shortly after Nicole's there, she got this back together and had
absolutely.
The Extension Board going.
Yes. And then I'm just going to leave you guys with two other pieces of documents for you just to review. I won't even have a discussion about it, Eric. I promise you guys are on a timed event coming up. But I just have two things. I talked with Gary last time I was here, and I said, hey, I did put together kind of a cost comparison of the counties that are ahead and above and below you with population, how many youth are served through Extension, how many educators, assistants, office staff are in each county, along with the county budgets and the percentage used for those county budgets. And then I do also have the Gage County budget for the last 8 or 9 years here for your historical context as well. So I'll pass those out. And then I have an updated potential budget or what the budget could look like based off of the updated figures for the budget that we had just received last time. So I would encourage any board members, if you have any questions about the interlocal, to please reach out to myself or Dave Varner or anybody in the Extension office, and we'd be happy to kind of talk you through any questions. But if anyone does not have any questions for me, it seems like you guys are running a tight meeting today.
It's a quick one today. But Roger told me this morning they're working back and forth. I didn't think there'd be any give and take back and forth with the Regents, but he said they've been good working back and forth.
Mr. Warner's been real good. We're basically sharing some concepts as far as working through this.
Then we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Lawyer's working contract, it's hard to put a number on the day.
Well, I'll be here for that Extension appointment.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks, Carly. And welcome to you too, still. Even if we don't have an agreement, you're always welcome. And we still do have an agreement. We don't have the new updated, newer, better agreement. The one we have has been since the 90s. Extension's been a great partner in our area for decades, and they'll continue to be. This is just another piece of the pie to keep everything on paper and signed and keep the lawyers happy. With that, we have a timed event at 9:15. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed to close bids at 9:15 for snow removal bids for 24-25. If there are any snow bids in the audience, please bring them up now. If not, I'd ask for a motion to close bidding.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Swavely, second by Dorn, close bidding for the snow removal bids at 9:15. Please vote. 7 in favor. Motion carries.
Is this the only one we have? Huh?
Yep. Oh, this is your box. So,
there you go. Yeah, all right. And we'll have to butcher it. The proposal for snow removal. Description of service for parking lots and approaches for 24-25. North Rock parking lot, Sheriff Garage's lot, East Sheriff Driveway, East parking lot, Courthouse East Diagonal, Courthouse South Diagonal on Grand Street, Courthouse Driveway, Sheriff's Evidence Building West Entrance Driveway and South, Veterans Office driveway to be done with snow blower or in a way where no snow is piled around the front. snow piles to be placed in designated areas for all locations. Lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches is $700. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall is $1,000. Spreading ice melt and gravel in parking lot areas, if needed, is $350 a ton. Sidewalks, lump sum dollar proposal for less than 6 inches is $675. Lump sum dollar proposal for more than 6 inches of snowfall is $995. Contractor must consult with a courthouse custodian prior to snow removal from sidewalks, as depending on the amount of snowfall, the custodian may do removal on sidewalks. And this is from, I can't read that.
The envelope says Beatrice Lawn Care, don't
it? Yeah, it's Beatrice Lawn Care, okay. That's the only one we got.
That's it.
Do you want to review that with Dave?
Yeah. Do you want to look at this, take a look at this? And
I have last.
Yeah, okay. Take it along and compare it.
I did compare it.
Okay.
It is pretty cut and dry. The prices from our last bid to this one, actually, the prices are less than what they were last year.
Okay.
on three, about $50 less on three of them. We've had them in the past, and they've always been able to do the job. I would.
This just a full disclosure. This is a company that I own, I own part of. So I'll abstain on this. But if you want to approve it, I'd ask for a motion to approve our only bid as.
We close the bids first. Close the opening.
We've closed bidding already.
Okay. All right.
Motion to approve.
Motion to approve accepting the bid from Beatrice Lawn Care for the red prices as submitted by Dorn.
And award, correct?
An award, yeah.
Approve an award, accept an award the bid. Thank Great. You, Mr. Lytle.
Yeah, I'll second.
Second by Lytle. Any discussion? If not,
it's going to be a snowy one.
That's what I keep hearing. If not, please vote. 6 in favor with Thiemann abstaining. Motion carries.
Against it. He didn't abstain.
What?
You voted against it. You didn't abstain.
That's all right. He's going to blame his vice grip now.
This needle nose underneath here. I'm having a hard time reaching you. It's shifted. Thank you, Dave and Dave. We do have Mr. Varna here with extension also. I don't know if there's anything that you would like to add before we've got a closed session coming up. That's our last item on the agenda. But, Mr. Varna, do you have anything you'd like to add as far as our extension agreement?
It's up to you whether you want to address that here or in closed session.
Are there closed session items we should talk about on extension?
The item we talked about last time, we have had no further conversation. The personnel portion of the agreement.
We could go right into that. We actually have several other things, which I know people love closed session items. So if we have a personnel item, we could go right into closed session and talk about that. Is there anything else for the good of the order for any other items for county business? If not, I would ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:21, necessary for the protection of the public interest or necessary for the protection of needless injury of an individual. We have multiple things, individual things, several contract negotiation items.
That's fine.
Several contract negotiation items and an HR item to go over.
University first.
Yeah, we'll move into the one with the University of Nebraska extension first, and we will not need you, Mr. Kunke, that I know of. We'll give you a call if we do. I'd ask for a motion to go into closed session at 9:22.
So moved.
Second.
Swavely, second by Schuler. Please vote. 7 in favor. You're ready. We'll come out of closed session.
Okay.
I would ask for a motion to come out of closed session in which we talked about a couple contracts, negotiations, some HR, and some personnel issues.
So move. Second.
Moved by Dorn. Second by Swavely to come out at 11:08. Please vote. 5 in favor with Mr. Lytle and Mr. Juergens having left. Anything else for the good of the order? Thank you for the discussion. Anything else, Don? Lytle left at approximately, give me 1 second and I will tell you.
Okay. 10:40. Nice to have a phone like that you can do that, right?
If there's nothing else, we'll adjourn at 11:09.